Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Peter Botwin, sitting in for Bernard Lim today on Primetime. Now, Women Entrepreneur Awards, the WEA, is a Singapore-originated business award dedicated to the celebration and recognition of successful women entrepreneurs in Singapore and Asia. Today, this award has extended to a host of women entrepreneurs' initiatives to drive the development and growth of women entrepreneurs, from mentoring, education, networking, to capital raising opportunities.
And today we speak to a two-time WEA winner in less than 3 years. It must make her feel like a rock star, because instead of being known as Miss Elsie Liao, she will be known as two-time WEA winner Elsie Liao. She won the Pulsar Award in 2017, and this year, the Nova Category and Best Growth Award. Thanks for coming today, Elsie. Elsie is also the Managing Director of AIMS, which is specializing in location for individuals and corporates, and Visa Services, a niche in the immigration sector.
Hello, everyone. My name is Elsie, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to be here with Howie and Peter to share with the listeners about my win.
Oh, come. We're happy to have you, Elsie. So thanks for joining us again. Talk us through, though, your entry into this space.
Yeah, so probably to start off, before sharing on my wins, let me give the listeners a little bit more background about our company, myself, and my business partner. AIMS Immigration Specialist is an immigration and relocation firm, essentially in a moving people business. So in the immigration space, AIMS assists individuals to relocate to a new country, where we assist in a full spectrum of the work, starting from getting a visa, for instance, permanent residence visa, to relocation, for instance, settling down the individuals on their permanent home, like sourcing for a place to stay and enrolling their children into the local schools. So in the corporate space, we assist companies with their C-suite level and white-collar professionals to relocate to a new workplace according to their work assignments. Likewise, we assist these expatriates to find temporary settling in locations and enroll their children in international school. So, together with my business partner since 13 years ago, we have expanded our footprints across Southeast Asia. Presently, we have 14 regional offices across 10 countries to facilitate the move of people. The turning point came to us back in year 2013 when a US MNC came and actually acquired us. They are backed by a private equity fund. So during that time, I have to really thank this US MNC for teaching us so much things, you know, that we really know the policies they have laid down. So with these learning experiences, we have set ourselves a clear direction and distinctive goals for the company to bring this business to a global play field.
And Elsie, how do you keep your company competitive?
To keep the company competitive, I have to say it's not just myself. It's not just a one-man show. It's attributable to a team of people and my great business partners across the region, as well as every single offices. So team, as it resonates together, everyone achieve more. So it is my pleasure here to be the spokesperson on behalf of my team that we have the success of the business, and of course to thank all our supportive clients all these years.
How large is your team at this point?
Right now, we have probably around 300 over people.
Yeah. How do you think, though, you've managed to achieve such stellar growth in such a short time? 13 years, you said.
Yeah, I think essentially, as I mentioned, is because after the acquisition, we have very clear goals of where we want to head to. And I think I have to really thank the organizer of this WEA thing, Women Entrepreneur Award. The organizer, the name is S. Ozano. I think they are really fantastic. They built this spectacular platform for the aspiring women entrepreneurs to really come to this platform to share with the new entrepreneurs about the wins. And because of this platform, I got to know a team of women entrepreneurs who are giants in their own field. And I see different levels of women entrepreneurs as well. And it's through this platform 2 years ago, I know of a couple of women entrepreneurs who are very astonishing. And I think they are the ones who inspire me to grow, you know, within these 2 or 3 years together with the team effort from my colleagues.
Oh, come, don't be modest. Because you had to have achieved something before you could have been, you know, thought of to be part of the awards. Mm. And you also had to achieve something before anyone had wanted to invest in you.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have certain guidelines and goals. We have the fundamentals. We set a system in place to achieve that. But I think it's this award that actually got us to spur on to move faster. Because we are on the third year of this award, I'm actually getting this something like a growth thing, growth award, yeah.
The best growth award,
yeah. The best growth award.
So modest, Peter. Look at Elsie. You're a two-time winner, you know.
Excellent. What's your company culture like?
To us, right, I think right now we are at a stage where we are really growing exponentially. We are going to bring the company to the next level. So we are setting a lot of system in place. When you talk about culture, I think when we started 13 years ago, our culture is like a very family-oriented, very cozy, from a two-man person, my partner and myself, to a large workforce right now.
Several hundred, yes.
Yeah, so we need to really set a lot of red tapes, and then we are moving to a culture where it's really corporate style, where there are a lot of red tapes and policies in place. Mm. Yeah.
Elsie Liao is Managing Director, AIMS, Immigration and Relocation Specialist. How are you dealing with the labour crunch, though? Sounds like you didn't need to, if you have several hundred people with you already.
No, it's around 300 people.
Several hundred?
I have 700. Sure. I think in a business, right, I would say that the most challenging part is still managing people, the labour workforce. We just need to constantly build and rebuild the team, set the policies in place, and I think getting the right pillars, the right team managers to help you manage the team is the essential for the business.
We still need it to give Elsie some help, Peter, to blow her own horn a little bit, eh?
Modesty won't get you anywhere.
Now is the time to sing, right?
Yes. So what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs?
I wouldn't say as advice, but I would want to share my experience sharing. I think the three most important or essential ingredients in probably taking a business off to the next level are three things that I would classify. The first thing is resilience. Resilience.
Yes.
The second is perseverance. And the third is just to be focused. So let me just go back to focus and changes. So let me go back to the first one, resilience. I think in order for business to build resilience, the person, entrepreneur, and the team needs to have resilience in their character. So it really brings the business to another level. As for perseverance, we need to have the never say die attitude. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all know changes are the only constant. We are always faced with a lot of changes, and high adaptability and focus will also be something which we need to have inherent in us. Yeah.
Yeah, change is difficult for some people.
Yeah, we have to be adaptable.
Tell us what this award means to you, Elsie. You're a two-time winner. Again, 2017 was when you won the Pulsar Award, and this year it was the Nova Category Best Growth Award. What's it mean for you?
This is a very meaningful award because it actually asserted and gave us an affirmation of our standing right now, of how much we have grown, and of course the success and achievement of my entire team together with my business partner as well, who has been fighting alongside with me for the last 13 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Elsie Liao, Managing Director, AIMS, Immigration and Relocation Specialist Private Limited. Again, congratulations,
Elsie.
Thank you
so much, Howie.
Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, thank you, Peter.
Cheers.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.